Welcome to the Icon Athlete Podcast. This is Chris Spieler, an Icon Athlete has been a passion of mine since transitioning from competition. My goal is to provide you with a broad range of information to help a variety of CrossFit athletes and coaches. From the most elite to the weekend warrior, the affiliate owner, and anyone in between, I want to provide you with education, inspiration, and hopefully some entertainment along the way. I'm in my house. Doug's on his porch. We're distanced as usual. And we're back. We are back. And I was kidding around. I said, I've gone up from the COVID kid to the no-vid kid.
No-vid. Like, so you're yeah. Like free of the vid now.
So they say that, right? Because basically it's funny. I asked the health department. Hey,
are you on like a first name basis with those folks now?
One of them, yeah.
Debbie, Chris, Colin, how are you?
Actually, Stacy.
Stacy, how you doing?
So Stacy, she's been really helpful. But
how's the family? Like, good.
Am I good to go to the grocery store? Can I go out? And it's just same stuff. Just really unconclusive information in some ways. Well, if you haven't had a fever, well, I never had one, and your symptoms are better, then you can go out. Just wear a mask and. Make sure you have hand sanitizer. I'm like, okay. So last night went to the grocery store for the first time in 6 weeks, Doug. The first time I had been in a building other than my house in 6 weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And we have two local grocery stores. So we got one that's smaller, closer to Chris and my house. I don't know. You could ride your bike to it pretty easy. And then one that's big. And Chris, I would advise you to stay away from the big one. It's like out of control.
I've heard that. I've heard that now there is, you can't walk up and down the lanes at the same time. It's a one-way lane.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. I was like, well, I'm going the wrong way because I need crackers. And they're right there.
Turn it around.
I'm not going the other way.
Yeah, what if you walk backwards? Does that count?
Still, yes. Like what backing, if I, backing yeah, up I have a one-way my street?
Head facing your mouth. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Yeah, but we are here. Doug, you are in the midst of trying to maybe sell your dirt bike.
I am. Right? Anybody out there want to buy a 2012 Honda CRF?
Yeah, they do.
Great deal. It's super buffed up, good condition, starts like a champ.
Did some work to it, make sure that it's not even, I wouldn't even say it's always been running. You just got it dialed.
Oh, she's dialed. So new fork dialed. Seals going in. Man.
Yeah. And you just want to go the two-stroke way.
I kind of want, I don't know why I really want one of those. I guess I've just decided. Cool. They sound cool.
Yeah.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
I am curious. If you get one, we're going to have to do like the swap. You can ride my four-stroke and I'll ride your two-stroke.
And we'll see what it's like. I have a feeling.
I mean, you'll know because you already have a four-stroke.
Yeah. So I'm trying to do that. Chris and I are basically like working a bunch, writing programming, trying to make business plans for the near future. I mean, what else is on a daily basis?
Yeah, I just kind of got myself into some hot water. But good. This isn't like me. I tried to be a bit proactive. Our county sent out basically a notification, which what's funny is you have to actually do some hunting for this stuff. But they were looking for essentially representatives in the community with small businesses because the governor said they're looking at starting to open things back up on May 1st, but they want to do that slowly, which I'm, agree with them being smart with this stuff. And so they asked to have people apply, and I thought, well, I don't want us to get lumped in a CrossFit facility to get lumped in with something like an F45 in Orange Theory or really any franchise model.
Or anybody that's not us, honestly.
I guess so, right? Because it can just be so different.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, at least this is a chance for me to have a bit of a voice. And lo and behold, I don't know necessarily why. I got picked. And so this morning I had to get on a webinar call with the county and quite a few other people, learn about how this is going to work and what it's going to be like. And essentially it's me and four other, they've allocated it into a large gym sector and a small gym sector. And the large gym is more of like an aquatic center in a next town over, but still in our county. And then they also have a health facility, like a fitness facility, I think rec center, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other one is a Globo gym type place. But then the small gym sector, they have myself, you know, listed as a local CrossFit gym. They have two yoga studios and another one that's like a fitness boxing gym. And basically we have a liaison over us, these all these fancy terms, who we will report to, but we're supposed to acquire, from my understanding, information from other businesses that maybe weren't accepted as a representative. We're supposed to get as much information as we can, which makes sense to find out. Essentially, I'm learning all sorts of stuff. What are the risks associated with running your business and exposure? Do you know the difference between those things, Doug?
The risks and the exposure. I can't say that I do.
Yeah, right? You would think it's like the same thing. So the way that they explained it, and this is, I feel like it's still the same thing. I'm looking at my notes right now. They say the risk is what presents possible exposure. So let's give you an example of risk at CrossFit Park City.
Okay.
Risk would be the fact that there is a public bathroom, right?
Oh,
because
okay.
That presents possible exposure.
Yep.
The risk would be shared equipment. You know,
okay.
So like you use the barbell and then I use the barbell at the next hour or whatever.
Got it.
It could be that like you would have to sign in.
You right? need to touch the iPad or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Exchange of cash, which we don't really do, but you get the idea.
Now, yes. Okay.
Exposure is, this is where it gets weird, is exposure is where does the exposure of the risk occur? So it's identify where risk may occur.
Okay.
So it feels like it's kind of the same thing, but risk is what presents the possible exposure. Exposure is where does the exposure of risk occur? So you would say the bathroom, the touchpad,
yep.
the use of equipment. It seems like it's one and the same, but they say it's different because then you have to mitigate the risk and exposure for staff and mitigate the risk and exposure for patrons and general public.
Oh my gosh.
It's like dirt and there's timelines that we have to look at. We've got attachments where if there are any industry standards we have to be thinking about, which kind of doesn't apply to us with CrossFit. It's a thing and I'm
I'm
in the deep end.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah. So I might be asking for your help on some of that.
You're breaking up there, Chris. And it's funny because when I saw this same thing came out, I was like, oh man, we're going to get steamrolled. Maybe I should put my name in that.
I don't want to do that.
I can't handle it. It's like, I just can't do it. And then Chris sent us a text. It's like, I'm doing it. I was like, oh, thank God. oh, thank God. Yeah. Now I can just sit and sip a LaCroix on my porch while Chris is in meetings for 12 hours. And I'll text him and be like, hey, tell him about this.
Hey, meanwhile,
tell him that I need this.
Oh, gosh. Meanwhile, I'm still trying to keep an online community supported and keep people at the gym going and equipment allocation and how do we get that back in the door. And
I mean, hopefully it's not too super oppressive, right?
Yeah, I hope not. And the trick is that a lot of it's on a short timeline because they're syncing it with what the governor's saying. So governor's releasing new, I guess either new or extended mandates on May 2nd. So,
oh, okay. Local stuff goes till May 1.
Right. And so the new mandate could be a like ease of stay at home, or it could be an extension. They still don't know.
Yeah.
But they were saying we need to be ready by May 2nd, which means that we need to have everything submitted by, that's right, Doug, Friday, so that we can actually, sorry, the 27th, 5 days from now, the 27th, so that we can be prepared to present information to the county. But even still, and I still agree with this, even still, if the governor says one thing, the county, the, you know, our county restrictions could be more stringent. They could be different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which makes sense, right?
Makes sense. I get it.
Yeah. And they actually made a good point, that the health department guy made a good point, made me feel a little bit better, because everything, like, I think people try to kind of, especially in our area, they sort of like feel like they try to act like things are separate. Like, oh, well, you live in Salt Lake and you live in Park City and you live in Heber. It's different counties. It's like, well, we all travel between the same thing, you know? Yeah. So like the health department guy was kind of reiterating, hey, we need to have some semblance of equal playing field here because we share workforces between Salt Lake, Wasatch, and Summit County.
Yeah, one county can't do one thing and have everybody else doing the other thing, right?
Right. So yeah. I'm like, okay. So it's interesting to hear, but anyway, I'm in the deep end and I got my water wings on, flapping.
Ah, well, let's talk exercise.
Let's do it. Cause we talked a little bit about this in the past, and I think it's a really valid point, and it's also a direction that I'm going with the online programming and something we've always done with CrossFit Park City.
And I've joked about, but I really am doing.
Yeah. And you're doing it consistently now.
Yeah.
Is this idea of what do you guys think about and how do you feel about, and is it maybe just a feeling or is it hard fact in results on doing the minimal amount of work to get the maximum amount of results?
And what's the goal of your working out?
Yep.
And what are the consequences of the way that you work out?
Yep.
I was thinking that when we were chatting, like, what's the consequence of the way that you work out? And the consequence doesn't mean bad or good. There's no value associated, but what's the outcome? What happens when you work out the way that you're working out?
Yeah. And right? Think of that, like right now, the way you work out right now, is it enough? Is it too much? And my guess with the crowd that we're talking to, you guys like to work hard. I get it. My guess is it's erring on the side of too much.
I would guess that too.
Feel the need to do more. And we feel the need to kick our face in, partly because we might like it. Let's be honest, right? Some of us might like that.
Some more than others.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Some people crave it. Some people don't like it, but do it.
Yeah. Or maybe like you like the way you feel after, or you like the result it gives you.
Yep.
Or maybe
I agree. We would agree that stuff's all great. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's a headspace thing for you, but remember, and it's not a bad thing. The way that we approach these things are helping us. Oh, awesome. We got my dog leash just got returned to me from my neighbor.
Hey, now Chris. Get out of my yard.
Yeah, oh, it's nice. Now my dogs are going nuts. But anyway, he found Abby's dog leash. He just threw it on the porch. Get the Clorox wipes, honey.
Spray him with Lysol.
So where was I? So it could be like maybe like an emotional thing that we're attached to, how we feel about ourselves. Hey, Yeti, chill. Welcome to podcasting at home, guys. All these things can have a role in that, but I think we all need to step back and think of, okay, what's the goal? What do I want to achieve? And now legitimately, I do think this is a real question to ask. What's the least amount of work I can do to get that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And like, now I think people are going to look at that negatively though, right? Don't you?
Yeah.
Why?
I think because, I don't know, more is better.
Yeah, and I think it's going to, when I say that, I think people are going to say, well, Chris and Doug are saying that I shouldn't work hard.
Yeah.
That's not at all what I'm saying, right? So when I say the least amount of work to get the results you want, I'm not saying that's not hard work, right?
Yeah.
In fact, your intensity and your work might be harder, but your volume could be less. And maybe that's an important step for you guys.
I wonder, what's the least you can do for the most result? Like, how much do you have to do in a day? Maybe let's go there. What's the result that you want from exercise, Chris?
Me?
Yeah.
If I'm 100% honest, okay? Yeah. I'm 100% honest. I know right now that I have enough capacity to do all the stuff that I want to do. And that's...
You're fit enough to do everything you want to do on a regular day. And even stuff outside of that.
Exactly. And right. And it's taken me a little while to learn that. Or I guess just be aware of that. I think I forgot. And I think a lot of people forget. But... that I have. And so that's something I want to keep. I love being able to like just go and do. So I could run a half marathon tomorrow if I wanted to. Heck, I could even run a marathon tomorrow if I wanted to. It sounds silly. Yeah. I could go an Olympic lifting meet. I could go ride dirt bikes for 4 hours. I could go on a hike. I could go move the garage stuff around. Like whatever. I can do all that stuff. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to train about it. I don't think many people can say that. I really don't. Now, you guys that are listening, I think you can probably say that.
Yes, I would agree. Okay, so you're looking for that.
Yep. Now, also, if I'm 100% honest, hang on. I'm trying to get my phone back from my son. the other part is like, I want to look jacked.
Yeah, totally. You want to look good. I want that too.
I want to look good. And those two things I care about.
What about, what about mentally?
Mentally, I feel much better if I do something instead of nothing.
Okay.
So that is a thing for me that I deal with and I struggle with, because I do have a hard time. If I plan my rest days intentionally and I take them off, fine, no big deal.
Okay. You're cool with that.
It's okay. Yep. Yep. If I don't plan them and I have to take one, that's really hard for me.
Yeah.
Really hard. So
like if you go into something, you're like, well, I know I'm not going to work out this day and this day, and it might even be 2 or 3 days in a row because you're going to be doing something else. Fine.
Yep.
But if it's like, hey, I'm going to work out today, and then something comes up and you can't work out, not okay.
Typically, I'm not okay. That's really hard for me.
Okay.
And I wish that was not true.
I think a lot of people we're talking to are in that same boat.
Yeah. And I think that that's something that we need to address, because I think here's what we need to realize. And I'm in the same position. It feels like if I don't work out on a day that I should work out,
yep,
I feel like I'm letting myself down, falling off the wagon.
Yeah.
What, you know, fill in the blank. But with our personalities, that's not going to become the habit. And no. I think that's like in the back of my mind, that's what that is maybe it's that, I don't want this to become my habit.
Oh, like it's a slippery slope from working out 5 times a week to 3 to 1 to diabetes.
Or like, I don't have it. Let's be honest. I don't have the body type that I want. Or I don't feel as strong as I want.
Yeah.
Because if we think about it again, I have everything I need to do everything I want to do. And it would be a while before I would not be able to do daily activities. It'd be a long time.
A while? Like a decade.
Yeah.
Right?
But it feels like that I don't want to create that habit.
Okay, so now the one question for later and then one question to get there. Mm-hmm. The question for later, well, let's go, I'll start the other way. The question to get there is, how much do you need in a week to be able to have those things happen? Mm-hmm. And then maybe a practical strategy that people can use to not be insane when it comes to exercise.
Cool. It's a good question.
How much do you need?
So right now, what I do, I set, when I go downstairs to the to train, go in our little like home gym, I turn on the clock when I get down there.
You do?
Yep. And I give myself no more than 60 minutes. So from the time I walk down there and I turn the clock on, I'm like, I will be done in 60 minutes or less.
Now, is that for you or is that for like the fam or is that for otherwise you're just going to be down there for 6 hours or what?
It's probably a little bit of both for me and the family.
Yeah.
And I'm also doing it, I think, to help myself realize that I don't have to train for 60 minutes to have what I want. Here's what I'm finding. Depending on the workout and depending on what I'm doing, I'm the one piece a day guy. And I'm not saying you guys can't do a lift and then work out. You know, we have programming that's like that. And you can totally still do that and thrive. I'm just not there anymore. And I also don't really have that desire to be there right now. My body doesn't really work as well on that. And that's okay. I found that in 45 minutes or less, I can get the work in a day to have all the fitness that I need. And that is following less than ever before. That's doing 3 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on, 1 day off.
Yeah, which hasn't usually been your deal. You've usually been like a 6 day a week guy.
Yep.
Right?
And I just changed to the 3 on, 1 off, 2 on, 1 off. And I think it was the fall, like late fall, I started to change to that because I was feeling like 6 days in a row. I could do it, but I didn't feel like my workouts toward the end of the week were very productive.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I would say, you know, while your fitness and exercise has been exceptional, I think like it's pretty general that would be true for most folks we're talking to, right? 3 on, 1 off, 2 on, 1 off, 5 days a week, you can get everything that you need in that amount of time, right?
I think so.
Could you do it with less? Just a question. I'm just asking for a friend.
I don't think so. And I think the reason why I say that is I see the value and I know the importance of having a good solid warm up
in every piece that you're doing. It's like, what else would you take out of that section or out of that hour, right? It's like,
yeah, I don't think I could.
You start taking out a day per week, maybe your sessions have to be a little longer, right?
Yeah. And that's where I think obviously doing something is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Right. But what we're talking about is minimum effort or minimum time.
Yep.
Minimum volume for maximum result. If I did less volume, I would not get the maximum result. I could do the old no warm-up workout and be in and out in 30 minutes every day, but I wouldn't perform as well. I wouldn't have as much intensity. I couldn't lift as heavy. I couldn't be primed to work as hard, fill in the blank.
And maybe things a bit more on the fringe of fitness, like flexibility and et cetera, might suffer a little bit more, right?
Yeah, or like some of the nagging things that I could see creep up, doing things to take care of knee and joint health or shoulders. Yeah. I still do things to make that better, make sure my midline's strong. I would lose out on those things. I would have less than maximal results.
So maybe we could extrapolate and say for most people, like that's enough.
I think so. If they know how to take their training day and be on task, I think,
Okay, now the follow-up question to all that is, how do you deal with that mentally when it's like, well, here's the day. The day is warm up and work to, I don't know, you know, 5 sets of 3 pretty hard deadlift.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe it does like a little bit of banded prehab work, like some hamstring curls and some calf raises, some things, a light stretch, and you're done.
Yeah.
And on that day, it's like, well, I don't know, this is what I had today. It wasn't my best ever. And that's your hour.
Yeah, I've gotten better about that. It's funny, Sarah, my wife and I, we were working out the other, it was Monday. And I just like to lift on Monday. I just do. We had a heavy day planned anyway. So we built up to this heavy back squat again with chains because deadlifting, I was like, I'm just not feeling that today coming off of this stuff. And then we chose a couple accessory lifts and Sarah was like, she's like, what else could we do? She's like, what was on the programming? And I said, well, there was this conditioning piece with 1,000 meter row, a mile run, and 100 calorie bike. She's like, well, should we do that? And it's cool. I was like, well, we could, but I said, what you feel right now is good. Like you worked out and you're hungry to do something tomorrow. That's good. Like you should feel that way, especially at the start of the week. It's Monday.
Yeah, it's only Monday.
Yeah. If you finish your training session on Monday afternoon and you're worried about Tuesday afternoon, we're already doing too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think having this element of like being hungry to work out is really good. It shows you're recovered. And then sure, by day three, I'm like, I feel good today. I'm a little sore from stuff that we've done, but I'm also like, yeah, I want to do this workout because you know what I know I have tomorrow?
Yeah.
A rest day. And then I'll just knock it out of the park on Friday and Saturday. And then you know what else I can do with all that? I can still go ride my bike or I could still dirt bike with you guys or whatever and not feel like if my dirt bike tipped over, I was going to have my leg buckle under me because I just did 400 squats.
Yeah.
So I think it takes some practice, you know, but you have to go through the process just like any training protocol, right? You have to experiment with yourself and go through the process to see if the adaptation is what you want.
Now, how do you manage to not be insane when it comes to exercise? Cause just with like circumstance dictates that I can't work out or it's a good idea for me to not work out or it's just not going to happen today, but it can happen tomorrow. Or I only have 20 minutes and I'm going to try to get something in. Or, I mean, being honest, when you got the vid and you're like hammering down on workouts, I'm like, what is this dude doing?
Yeah.
You know, like when you started to, like at the very beginning, started to not feel well and you're like, like rode on the assault bike and I felt like I was going to die. I'm like, why are you riding on the assault bike? like, what are you, stupid?
Yeah. That's the old wrestler mentality, which is good when you're competing and probably bad when you're sick.
So I think a lot of people have that attitude, you know, it's like, well, like I just don't know what I'm going to do if I can't work out.
So here's what helped me is once I found out that I had it, right, I had to ask the doctor, I had to be very clear because I know my personality.
Yeah.
I asked her, I said, hey, because the first person I talked to, they were like, well, we don't know if you have it, but treat yourself like you have it. And I was like, well, can I work out? And they were like, well, just do what you can. Like, don't tell me do what I can.
Yeah.
Because we know what that's going to turn into. And I knew what that turned into. It turned into me continuing to work out at whatever intensity I thought was appropriate, right? Yeah.
It's almost like when the county, if our local county here was like, hey, you know what? Like, no one should be really meeting, but do whatever you want.
It's okay. Yeah,
it's okay.
Like 100 people show up.
Of course I'm meeting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, of course I'm going to meet.
Yeah. So I asked the next doc I saw, I said, hey, what do you think about working out? And she was like, don't work out. You can't work out because you need to have your body take all that energy to heal. And so I went a step further because in my head I was like, she means like, Metcons.
Yeah.
But I could lift. So I asked her.
Made yourself said, ask.
Yeah. I was like, well, what about like lifting weights? Could I like lift weights? Because I'm not breathing hard.
Yeah.
And she was like, no. And I said, okay. So in that moment, here's what's helpful to me. And this is what's hard on the day off thing. This is like when the day comes where you can't work out and it's just got away from you. In other experiences, in other circumstances, you have to look at rest as training, right? Because here's the like hard scientific truth is you stress your body, right? And you do that to create a stimulus so that you get an adaptation. Yes. But to get the adaptation, you have to rest.
Yes.
So you can't just create the stimulus and skip the rest and constantly have stress or stimulus, stress, 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 and then expect to have adaptation. You have to go stress, rest, adaptation.
Yeah, without some sort of, I mean, I think you can certainly do that, but there are significant consequences to that.
Yeah, like overtraining.
Yeah.
And overtraining then becomes you guys running in mud. And it's the same story that we all know. And then it's, you've done 4, 5, 6, 7 parts that day. You've been in the gym for 3 hours and 6 weeks later, you're like, my numbers are going down. I feel weaker. My immune system's low. I'm crabby Patty. Yep. My performance is crap. I'm kind of depressed. My sleep isn't good. It's like all of a sudden, where instead, if you look at rest as part of your training regime or your training structure,
yep,
that's really helpful. Cause then I feel like I'm doing something to be better instead of not doing something and getting worse.
Do you think that this experience will change the way that you deal with that?
I think I'm getting better at it in general.
Okay.
But if I'm honest, I always have to keep tabs on that. Always.
And maybe a recommendation to the folks out there is to like be honest with yourself about why you're doing what you're doing. Like,
yeah.
Are you working out today or the way that you are because you're interested in your health and wellness and physical and mental well-being, or are you working out today because you feel this like odd compulsion that you have to, and it's required of you, and without doing it, you're not good enough?
Exactly. Yeah. And I deal with that too, but I think we need to have those hard conversations with ourselves. And I think now is the perfect time to ask that because we're in this different space in life. And I think now is a really good time to start to ask yourself the question of, hey, what am I doing all this for? And is it doing what I want it to do? And if you like training for 3 hours a day, that's okay. I'm not saying that you can't, yeah, but are you getting what you want out of that? And if the answer is no, or if your answer has changed, let's say that 2 years ago, you wanted to train 3 hours a day, and now you're in a space where you're like, you know what? I feel like I have to train 3 hours a day. Yep. Maybe you should revisit that.
Yeah.
And that's hard for people because it's change, right? But maybe 2 years ago, you were trying to go to regionals.
Mm-hmm.
And now maybe you have two kids or work is stressful or you lost your job or
yeah,
your life circumstances are different. It's okay to change and adapt. And it's, you have to be okay with having a different, I'm not even going to say level of fitness. What I'm going to call it is a different type of capacity because I'm not as fit as I was when I was at the games in 2014 for the CrossFit games, but my body feels better and I have more time to do everything else I want to do.
Yeah.
And that I have just as much fitness. It's just a different kind of capacity.
Sure. And on the flip side of it, like, cause this can be me a little bit more. It's like, well, I'm going to skip working out or I don't feel like working out or I don't want to. And since we got this pandemic thing going on, it's just like a convenient excuse for me not to do anything, right? Because I think there's definitely people, maybe less of them are listening to us, but they're definitely out there. I think it's probably most people in the world.
Yeah.
Less people we're talking to right now.
Yep.
But also maybe a good chance to reset that pattern a little bit, which I'm trying to do. Like, I'm trying to work out like you are. I'm trying to get to the from the other direction to the same place you are, like 5 days a week, something every day that I do that, and a couple rest days. I want to be well enough to do other things. I want to look good and feel good, and I know I feel better when I work out, both mentally and physically. And when all of this is over, I still need to be able to maintain the same approach.
Yeah, and creating habits now
will
make it easier to do that later.
Yeah.
It's just part of your routine.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I dig it. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's cool. I got a text from Greg. Greg, he works out at the gym. And he sent me this yesterday. I was like, yes, dude, this is exactly what I want. I put up this image of like, hey, we're retesting a workout. And Greg wrote, I feel like I could crush this now compared to my first time. Going to sub the rower for a 400 meter run and box for a smaller bench, but I still get fit no matter what. It would really bum me out in the past to not be able to do workouts as prescribed. But once I learned to let that ego go and understand that I'm still getting fit by modifying workouts, it's a game changer. I'm more excited and motivated to improve my fitness and health overall. So this is exactly like what we're talking about in a way. As Greg was thinking, because the workout, it's the one we posted yesterday. It's 5 rounds, 5 dumbbell box step overs, 10 dumbbell push press, and a 20 calorie row. And Greg had to make a couple modifications with what he had. He had to run instead of row, and he had to use a lower box height because he didn't have it. And I think in the past, he's saying that really would have bugged him and irked him and made him feel like he wasn't doing it right. And now he's like, no, I got over that. He even says, it's a game changer. I'm more excited and motivated to improve my fitness and health overall. And it's so cool. He said, I was like, love this, Greg. It's one of the most challenging things for me to communicate. And it makes my day that you understand that. I do the same, because I do. He said, it's been a game changer for me, always preaching that. It was almost like a light switch. Being able to have my fitness in the gym complement what I enjoy to do outside of the gym, like ripping dirt bikes, mountain bikes, and skiing. And I just wrote, yes. Because guys, that is it. I mean, how many of you that are listening legitimately are training to go to the CrossFit Games?
I mean, I don't know if it's anybody.
right. And okay, so let's go even like a tier down. How many of you are legitimately training for a CrossFit competition? Legitimately.
10% maybe.
Maybe. Now put in frame of reference, what's that competition? And do you really care if you win or not? Or do you just want to do it for fun?
5%.
Because if you just want to do it for fun, you don't need a lot.
Yeah.
Right? And then for the rest of us, like, go take it and use it. Don't use it on another workout tomorrow. Go and experience life outside the gym with your fitness that you've busted tail for. Because guess what? A lot of people can't, but you can. So do it.
And for you, it's okay if you don't work out on a day.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's all right.
Yeah.
And for me, on days that I don't feel like working out, I might need to saddle up a little bit and do something.
Totally. Even if it's the no warm-up workout.
Even if it's a no warm-up workout. The other day, I wasn't feeling great. I didn't want to do it. So I went in and I did the main lifting piece I had, and there was some accessory stuff that was written for 4 rounds, and I did 2 of them. And I was like, that's what I got today. And that was hard for me to do, but I did it.
And then I think the other thing you have to realize is just because that was, let's say, Monday, Tuesday doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you miss 2 days of working out, like, it is what it is. Right.
Yeah.
And you're going to be fine. You know that you'll pull it together the next week.
Pep talks from Doug and Chris.
Woo.
And as we move forward, it's interesting. I've taken like a hard look at who we are as a company, you know, online with Spiel Programming, and what kind of message are we presenting? And we're going to be changing some of that up, because I feel like I've really missed the mark in some ways on helping communicate what we're talking about.
Yep.
And I want to do that, because I don't want to do something that I'm not passionate about or doesn't serve the community. So we're in the process of trying to find ways to do that. And change the website. And a lot of it's going to remain, I mean, the core of what we do, the core of our beliefs is going to stay the same, but how we communicate it, how we present it, how we offer it is going to come into line with what we're talking about now. More cohesive.
And like I'm writing a bunch of master's programming today, and that stuff is just on my mind as I write pieces of workouts, because we cater to folks who like to exercise for all of the reasons we've already talked about.
Yeah.
And as you're mentioning now, it's our job, I think, to do what we believe in and like give enough and not too much, and things that we think are actually going to be good for people and help people, and not program, give people things like 20 actual workouts to do in 5 days worth of actual workout time. Like,
yeah, and it's just not us.
Yeah.
And if people want that, then we're the wrong people for you.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And it's the same thing with the athlete workouts I'm writing for the Sturker thing. It's like, I feel this weird draw to do things that are like insane. And by insane, I mean like crazy sport specific and weird. And like, because I think that that's what people want. And it's the same deal. It's like, it's.
Yeah. Do what works.
Do what works. And like, what works is not necessarily always what people think that they want. Right.
Yeah. I dig it. Do you have any pet peeves, Doug?
I'm on a good vibes only kick this week. Weather's been nicer here. That really helps.
That does help.
Not the greatest today, but it was like sunny, and I actually got like a little sunburn the other day. So that was kind of fun. I don't have a pet peeve. I do have a request for the community. Likely our larger corporate community, say KTM.
Hey.
My only request is that you hook it up with a little dirt bike action. You know?
Two of them, preferably.
I mean, but one if you only have two.
Send that to my address.
We can share it. Okay, oh, Chris, you can have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I'll have the rest of the week.
Perfect. Yeah, right? Oh, man. Yeah, I'm excited to get back out on the dirt bike. And I'm looking out in my front yard. I've been talking about it. And I legitimately, Doug, I think I'm going to build a small jump trail in my front yard and like down the side yard for my bike.
I can't wait to watch you do that.
Yeah. Been talking about it. Now I just got to make the time to make it happen.
I'm going to build an enduro dirt bike track around my house.
Oh, yeah. With like the rocks and the logs.
Giant boulders, huge log, giant tire. My yard, I could do it in my yard.
You could.
My neighbors would love it.
Yeah, especially with a two-stroke. Ring, ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. That's great. All the more the excuse to buy an electric dirt bike. That's going to be my thing. Instead, KTM, hang on to your bike. Give it to Doug. But if YT or Pivot or Comensal or any of you guys just really want to get an e-bike off your hands, preferably one that's like free ride oriented, I would be happy to take it off your hands.
That's what you want, huh?
I do. Because you and I have talked about this, it's sometimes hard to get on the dirt bike. It's a commitment.
Yeah.
And I've got the fam and the kids and the wife, and I love them. And sometimes it's hard to break away.
Yeah, you can't like take 2 hours in the middle of the day and go do that.
It's hard to do that. Yeah. Where if I had an e-bike, all I think about is Road to Arcelon is right by our house. And so is Dropout and all that stuff. And I'm like, man, I could just go lap that like three times in the morning.
And if Deer Valley, our local downhill bike park with the lift service, doesn't open this year, I'll be bummed. You could ride that e-bike up to the top and bomb down on that thing.
Exactly, Doug. So for any companies out there, any connections, any people that know, I'm shamelessly begging for an e-bike.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even want stuff for free.
Just a deal.
Just a deal.
Like a really good deal.
I did call a dealer yesterday about a dirt bike, and they're like, you know what? That one's not available, but we'll cut you a deal. So on a new one. So I do feel like I kind of got a deal, but it was still like 10 grand for a dirt bike.
Like, did you just take sales tax off? Because that's not
like
a huge deal.
It doesn't feel like a deal.
Better deal than that. That's great. Well, we'll keep trying. In the meantime, guys, ask that question, right? What do you want out of your fitness? What do you want? And what is the minimal amount of volume that you can do to get that? Because I think that that's an important thing to ask. And you might be doing yourself a favor.
I think you guys know yourselves pretty well. You don't have to nail it every time, but try to wrangle yourself a little bit. I'll try to like work out a little bit more when I don't feel like doing it. And Chris will try to be okay with not working out so much.
Yep.
Little balance.
For sure. Leave us a review.
Yeah.
Let us know what you guys think. Questions, topics. We're open to it always.
And if you're KTM and you email me, I'll send you my address.
Perfect. See you guys.
Bye.